Welcome to Growing Places, a podcast about all things economic development right here in the Sioux Metro. Growing Places is brought to you by the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance and our supporters.
Welcome back to Growing Places, your regional roundup of all things economic development in the Sioux Metro. I'm your host today, Sheldon Jensen, Economic Development Specialist here at the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance. And today we have a very special guest because he will be a future host of this podcast, Tyler Tordson. How's it going, Tyler?
Well, thanks, Sheldon. Thanks for having me. This is fun.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast studio. It happens to be in Suite 200 here in the Harvester Building, which is the same place that your office is.
Correct. Yeah. I've been able to walk by it now, I think, 12-ish days. It's all kind of a blur, but yeah.
Well, I'm glad to have you as my new boss, as the new president and CEO of the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance. How have things been going?
It's been good. I tell you, I've had a lot of intro coffees and emails and lunches and meetings and picking your guys' brain, just trying to learn and kind of get a grasp on what my future holds mm-hmm. and with this organization. And it's been a lot of fun, though, learning a ton, drinking from the fire hose, as they say.
Yeah. And now we're going to teach them how to edit, you know, audio, because that really is a lot of economic development is editing audio files and doing this type of work, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Finding where everything's at. I got the Wi-Fi password a week ago, so we're in business.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can figure out the podcast thing, that'll be a new, I can add that to my list. It's a whole other deal.
It's all about adding things to the resume. So let's take a step back. Let's, you know, introduce yourself. Where do you come from? You know, Cotton Eye Joe?
Yeah. So, you know, lifelong South Dakotan. I was born here in Sioux Falls. I grew up out in Rapid City on the western side of the state. Assistant Wapton tribal member from northeastern South Dakota.
That really does cover the whole state.
Just you wait. first generation college student from USD down in Vermilion, which is this time of year during athletics, especially after, you know, the big USD-SDSU football game a couple weeks ago. It's kind of a divisive time to do that. It's a fun rivalry, though, but proud USD guy, proud South Dakotan, spent a couple years living and working in Pierre. Well, and then I've been down here for 6.5, going on 7 years now, and just love everything that our state has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, especially if you add Pierre into the mix, have been just about everywhere.
Everything except for that northwest corner, which some people tell me I'm not missing much, but I know that there's some hidden gems up there too.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the last 6.5 years. What have you been doing in the Sioux Falls area?
Yeah. So out of college, I was able to join Senator Mike Rounds' team, one of our U.S. senators, right as he got into the Senate. So May 2015, joined his peer team and did a little bit of everything. I got to drive him around. I got to meet and greet constituents at the office and answer phone calls and work on cases and work on policy and really learned a ton about customer service, learned a ton about the state. Learned the good and bad of bureaucracy at the federal level and how to break through some of that. So phenomenal experience and being able to work for somebody that has served the state for so many years in a variety of different capacities. I was really fortunate for that, especially as a young kind of professional coming into my career and my life. And so got promoted 6.5 years ago down to Sioux Falls. So got to serve most recently served as his Southeast Regional Director. So running the Sioux Falls shop, downtown Sioux Falls, 24 counties in this corner of the state, all the way from the Minnesota-Iowa border to Charles Mix County, everything from Watertown south down to the Nebraska-Iowa border too. So a lot of experience, a lot of good connections and networking and being able to work on projects. I tell people it was economic development adjacent.
Yeah.
You know, we got to be part of ribbon cuttings and groundbreakings and grand openings and tours. We could get tours everywhere and just getting the sense of what was going on in our communities. This gets to be a little bit of a deeper dive, which I'm really looking forward to. But a lot of similarities, I'm realizing. A lot of the outreach piece and connections.
Yeah. What are some, I mean, obviously the state office of a U.S. senator is something that people don't often have to experience or get in touch with. What What are some misconceptions that people have about the work that's done in those offices?
Sure. So I tell people it was a dream job I didn't know existed because I got to help people. I got to live and breathe South Dakota, and I got to see government in action, the good and the bad, and help work on some of that policy piece. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't even realize that we have congressional offices or that our Congress, congressional delegation have staff. What do they do?
Yeah.
Or they assume that it's all partisan politics, which it's not. It's it's an official function. They represent all of us here in the state, regardless of where we're at or what our opinions are, or whatever it may be. They're there to help, and so that's what I really loved about it. Yeah, and again, being able to help navigate some of the federal intricacies, getting involved. I remember we got to get involved on a couple different projects. You know, working with the Army Corps if they were being slow on a project and running into barriers and delays, and just helping connect dots on communication channels. And so, again, I get to bring that kind of federal perspective and state perspective into this role, which I think is going to be helpful.
Yeah. So now you move from 24 counties just down to 4 counties and get to be a little bit more involved. What excited you about this opportunity? What led you to this role?
Well, again, like I said, my previous job was a dream job I didn't know existed. And I think this is going to be the same. I know my wife is going to be happy being able to not have to travel as far, you know, being able to be within just kind of the 4-county MSA of Sioux Falls here, working with some of the same communities that I was doing outreach in before, some of those same relationship partners too, but being able to focus on the exciting aspects of growth. I've told people that, like, I think tourism and economic development would be the two awesome professions because, again, you're focusing on projects and some of the positives and the possibilities and being able to navigate some of that. And you're not getting into the challenges too much. There's certainly obviously some problem solving aspects. What does it take to get this project to become a reality? So I still get to lean on that aspect. But yeah, just being able to come in at this time of phenomenal growth. You know, a lot of people, even educating people on SMGA, right? Some people don't realize our legacy, our roots going back to Makita, right? Minnehaha County Economic Development Association in 1991. And then Lincoln County feeling like, hey, that's a good thing there.
Yeah.
We better do the same thing. So starting Lakita in 1996 and working in those two separate associations kind of under one umbrella, focusing on the region for so long. And then, you know, roughly 3 years ago, this strategic merger to SMGA, as you know it today, it we're able to grow as our region and our state continues to grow. And so it's 4 counties now, right? We added McCook and Turner County, currently 16 municipalities, but really the sky's the limit on some of that stuff and bringing in more partners into our mix so we can get all these different perspectives around the table to work together in tandem on projects for growth. I mean, it's super exciting.
Yeah. And you know, you're working for that next generation.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's, I mean, you always got to be thinking about, you know, well, I got 2 young kiddos.
How are they?
They're good. They're a lot of energy. That could be a full-time job in itself. It is at times. So always thinking about them, but I have a 3.5-year-old boy and a 1.5-year-old boy, and they're a lot. They are exciting. They're learning a ton. They're talking. One of them is talking in his own language, but the other one is asking a lot of questions and doing a lot of learning. So that they keep us on our toes, but always thinking about their future and their kids and their kids' kids. And we got to be thinking 50, 100 years out. And, you know, we have a lot that we're dealing with now, good and bad, because of decisions that were made before us. And so we can't just be only living in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, how else are you involved in your communities? Because obviously this role is all about connecting people and working in communities and getting involved and getting our constituents involved. So how are you living and breathing that every day?
Yeah. You know, I got to give credit to some of my family and some different mentors that were in my life too, that, you know, when I hit 14, I got my license right away, and my parents set me up enough to be able to get a good starter car. And I went out and got a job on my own right away. In fact, I was actually disappointed when I think it was 10. I walked to my nearby grocery store to see if I could get a job. And they couldn't because of child labor laws. So I had to wait till I was 14 and got a job right away in high school and learned some of that work ethic, learned, you know, sales and management and customer service and all of that. So I'm super thankful for those opportunities. And then went to USD and I really viewed it as college was my job. Mm-hmm. I mean, my goal was it was such a milestone to be able to graduate high school. Okay, now I got to get that degree, right? And education can be the opportunity to set myself up. And again, future generations up in my family, my lineage for success. And so at USD too, I met a lot of good people, got to get involved in student organizations. And there's just this like service mindset down mm-hmm. there. And so we were doing a lot of different projects for, you know, fundraising for activities, philanthropic events, raising canned food, doing the backpack program to make sure, like with Feeding South Dakota, to make sure kids were fed over the weekends, all different components like that. And so when I got to Pierre, I also got involved. I'm like, I'm so used to being a student leader and being a student in student organizations that mm-hmm. want to give back. And what can I do to get involved? You know, I go to work and do my job and I enjoy that. And what was nice is that it never felt like work. So that was always kind of fun. And you got to love what you do. You got to love where you live. And then I was also told happy wife, happy life. So trying to check all three of those boxes there. When we came down to Sioux Falls too, got involved. I've been on the YMCA board of directors for the Sioux Falls YMCA for, geez, I think 5 years now already. Mm-hmm. Been involved in a couple different organizations, on a couple different boards, just trying to give back where we can and get connected into the community and keep building our network of friends. I mean, South Dakota and in the Midwest, we're such a, you know, the Midwest nice and mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3 degrees of separation. And so things that we can do to connect with others can pay dividends in tons of different ways on top of just wanting to give back because you care about our community. And there's so many people that do that.
Absolutely. We might have to have Erica on the podcast just to make sure that you are, you
keep
know.
Me honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. I'm blessed. I'm lucky.
Last year, you took an extra step to get involved with your community, or 2 years ago, or 18 months, or whatever it was.
Yeah, also all a blur. It all blurs together.
And you decided to run for the legislature. What led you to do that?
Yeah, so a couple things. I mean, I'll tell you my political origin story, as I say, is fourth grade for me. I'm going to be aging myself, both young and old, that fourth grade for me was 9/11. And my teacher in second, she was also my second grade and fourth grade teacher, was a diehard patriot. She loved this country. She loved the state. And she instilled that in us appropriately. And I remember she'd bring in guest speakers. We had World War II veterans that came and spoke to our class. We had, I think, former U.S. senators and other legislators. And so my local state senator was a big time mentor to me. He came and spoke to my class. I bumped into him at a parade about a month later. And he told me, come visit me in Pierre. And having the supportive family that I did, my mom, I had grandparents that lived in Pierre. My mom made it happen. And so we went to Pierre and I got to spend the day with him at, I think, 9 or 10 years old.
Wow.
And go to committee hearings, got to get lunch with Bill Janklow, got to gavel out the Senate, you know, sit up there with the Lieutenant Governor Hilliard and meet Secretary of State Hazeltine. And so that really, for me, that's as far back as I can remember in the sense of, I was like super interested in politics.
I don't think there'd be that many 9-year-olds that are itching to watch a committee hearing.
Yeah, it was. I remember it was transportation committee meeting at 7:45. It was a little early, but it was good. My teacher made me a pretend lobbyist badge, and I had little business cards. I had to send an email back, which computers were still relatively new, an email back to our classroom to report how the day was going. And that year was the 2002 election cycle. And so I went door to door with my local state senator, which, now that I think about it, is a pretty strategic, pretty cool press and opportunity for him to not get yelled at doors, which he was so involved in the community in Rapid City, too. He took me to meet President Bush at Mount Rushmore that summer when he came, and Vice President Cheney that fall, and was a mentor all through my middle school and high school years. Anyway, so politics was always kind of there, but it was more of a hobby for me. I didn't think it'd be a career, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then being able to work for Senator Rounds, that wasn't in my cards or on my radar. I thought I was going to get into economic development space after college, or go work, you know, for a chamber of commerce, or go work for a bank or something in the business field. And being able to have the 8.5-year career that I did with a guy like Mike was phenomenal. And the joke is too, it's not even a joke, it's the truth. I'd drive him around. We'd go to different events and he'd he loves to say that, you know, employers need to support their people if they want to get involved, whether that's in the National Guard or serving this country or serving their community on school board or county commission or city council or the legislature. Mm-hmm. Well, then after redistricting, there was an opening in my district, and I had known that I wanted to serve in the legislature at some point. I didn't think it'd be this soon, but I called him on it. I said, "Hey, I think I want to take your advice, and I'm wondering if my employer would support me." And they did. They were super gracious to let me dabble in that and go to peer January to March, and got through my first session earlier this year. Had a phenomenal experience. Been able to, you know, keep our state and region in growth and that next generation in mind on the legislative front. And so it's just a way of being able to serve and give back. I also try to say that I want to make change from within. I want to show people that you can have faith. We need to have faith in each other, and that there's really not that much differences between us. And we see so much negative rhetoric in politics these days. And so I'm just trying to be a good guy, trying to listen and trying to help people and try to actually solve problems, not create them.
Yeah, we might have to do a legislative preview in a couple of weeks here before you.
Yeah, I have a couple of friends we can bring in, I'm sure.
Yeah, we might have to get Mike on the podcast.
Yeah, we might have to.
So, you know, as now you've been here for, this is your third week. Mm-hmm. What, coming back to Sioux Metro, what are you looking forward to in the future of this organization?
I am looking forward to working with our core membership, our municipalities, our mayors, our city councilors, which are community and business leaders in their own right in our communities, big and small, working with them as they navigate how they want their community to grow in the future, whatever that is, meeting them where they are. In addition, some of their partners that naturally come with that membership are chambers of commerce, our economic development arms of these communities, and then bringing in all of our other stakeholders too that care about growth, our regional banks, our utility providers, our lenders and developers and realtors and you name it, to get people together, being able to host different events with them, bring everybody to the table, and just find creative solutions and find ways to keep our quality of life high in all of these communities as Sioux Falls and all the surrounding communities and counties continue to grow, and just being able to have a pulse on that and be a part of that. I'm super excited for, just really excited.
Yeah. What is something that's kind of surprised you in the last 3 weeks that you didn't anticipate?
I don't know. You know, I've been pleasantly surprised by how many people recognize the role that we can play and have played as SMGA, and the support that I've gotten. I've had nothing but 100% support of people saying, like, congrats, and you're going to do great, and you're the right guy, and that organization has got so much potential and so much good things going for them on top of the rich legacy. The other thing that I think is exciting too, which is again, some people forget how long SMGA has been around when you go back to the Makita Lakita days, but being able to help build our brand and our organization and our partners so we can just be the ultimate resource partner on all facets. I love it.
Yeah. And obviously the next couple of months are going to be getting out there, meeting people, shaking hands, kissing babies.
Yeah.
do you have a strategy for that, or how can people make sure they're in contact with you?
Yeah. So, obviously we have SiouxMetro.com, our website. We have our social media channels. My email is TylerT@SiouxMetro.com. Just trying to be as super accessible as we can. Referrals and recommendations. There's nobody I'm not going to take a meeting with. I mean, we're just going to try to connect with as many people as we can. I'm calling it a roadshow. I need to get scheduled here in the next month and a half to just get out and connect with as many councils, attend council meetings and stuff that I can, just to meet those that I haven't met yet. But I want to keep those relationships going. The more I think about it, I'm just like, I don't know who do we not allow to be a partner or to work with us? Who would we not want in the room? And I can't think of anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just think that there's a community to grow needs all these different components to it. like everybody is welcome. And that's what I'm so excited about, is that I'm foreseeably can work with everybody and anybody. Mm-hmm. And so again, the sky's the limit, and we have so much potential and so much to get done. And I'm looking forward to being part of that.
That's awesome. That's great. And as you're getting out there, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you've been to some of these communities before, you know what's going on. Do you have, this is our, you'll get to know this question well as a future host of the podcast.
Okay.
but this is our last question we ask all of our guests. Okay. You know, what's a favorite hidden gem out there in the Sioux Metro?
Hidden gem. Okay. I gotta say this, our state park. I got two.
Okay.
I'm gonna say our state parks.
Just because you're my boss, I'll let you say two.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. you know, the like Goodora State Park, Palisades, Newton Hills, some of the ones right in our area here.
So that's three.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like categories, and then honing in. You know, so my first MAB meeting, our membership advisory board meeting was out at we try to rotate locations in the Sioux Metro. And so being out at Goodora State Park, that visitor center there, it was kind of surreal for me because I got to intern with Governor Dugard back in 2013 and was out there on the site of the Goodora State Park today. And some people haven't been out there yet. So they don't know the phenomenal visitor center, the beauty of the Big Sioux River and just the natural landscape and then the walking trails out there. But I was out there when it was just a field. And we broke ground for the future site of the state park.
Wow.
And so it's kind of cool to be full circle. Marmon Energy, that was the first ribbon cutting I got to go to with their expansion on week one. I got to be there 10 years prior as an intern at that announcement when they were coming and they were taking roots in the Brandon Corson Industrial Park. And so kind of these full circle opportunities of all the happenings that can be here in South Dakota. I cared about this state and seeing the growth and being able to get some exposure as an intern, and now being able to be the head of this organization, part of this growth plan, is just really exciting too. Okay, so state parks, hidden gem, getting back to business here. The other thing too is there are so many world-class businesses that are headquartered here that people have zero idea about, that are making an impact across the state and across the nation and across the world, whether they're exporting or importing or have specialty products. And so I want to do what we can to help highlight and share some of that stuff.
Yeah.
There's so many that 90% of the region has zero idea about.
Well, I mean, we just did an article on Roughland Kennels in Sioux Falls business, and that's definitely one of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's so many of them out there. I mean, that could be a full-time gig in itself. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do that. We're going to be a storyteller.
So is that the hidden gem, is that there's so many businesses out there?
Yeah. The hidden gem is that there are hidden gems out there. And we are going to go scavenger hunting. We're going to go find them.
Sounds good. We'll have to maybe do a whole podcast just focused on hidden gems.
We should almost have a call-in line. Have people tell us where these gems are.
You're the boss.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
We can tell people. We'll put it out there right now. Tell us, are you a hidden gem or not?
Let us know. Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. We want to find it.
Oh, gosh. Well, Tyler, this has been great. I'm so excited to work with you and move this organization forward and see where the future does hold and can go.
Yeah, well, you have to say that, but thank you for saying that.
Well, yes, he is, you know, got a menacing figure right now, trying to make sure I'm saying the right words here. No, but we appreciate your time today and look forward to passing the torch to Tortson here on the podcast to make sure we're still continuing to share the stories of the Sioux Metro.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Charge. Let's get back to work.
Yeah, absolutely. And to our listeners, thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Growing Places, the place where we share the stories of the businesses, people, and places that make the Sioux Metro the place to call home. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Growing Places. Visit us online at SiouxMetro.com and follow us on social media at Sioux Metro. And always leave things better than the way you found them.